Hey, y'all. Welcome back to Erase the State. Maddie K from PA here with Mikey Two Names yet again. I think this might classify as bonus content, Mikey. Not sure yet, but we'll see what happens with it. So, yeah, I think you've been reading a little bit about the fallout with the Rockets. Go Rockets, H-Town up.
Yeah, just started getting into it.
So Daryl
Morey.
Just mainly
Morey. Mind blown. That's all I can really explain. It is my mind. My head hurts.
Well, I've got a little different view, I think, than you do on this. But, so Daryl Morey, I guess, made a tweet in support of the Democratic protests in Hong Kong. And if nobody knows, the Houston Rockets have had a longstanding relationship with China and the Chinese Basketball Association ever since we got the legend, Yao Ming. So since then, you can frequently see ads. If you watch Rockets games on TV, there will always be Chinese ads. I think the Rockets were like the most popular team, maybe not anymore with Steph Curry, but for a time, the Rockets were the most popular team in China because of Yao Ming and that relationship that we had with him. So at any rate, Daryl Morey, who's the current GM and who is a fucking mastermind, hasn't been so successful on winning championships, but whatever. He's a great, great GM.
Hey, well, it's not our fault also. Let's be honest. If Golden State didn't exist, we'd probably
I could go on for hours.
Two or three championships right now.
So he made some comments on Twitter. I think the tweet was just something like, hey, you know, we stand with the protesters in Hong Kong or something like that. Something innocuous, right? Something that literally nobody else, or literally that everybody else has been saying. Well, China took offense to it because I think there's some event, like I know the Rockets just played the Shanghai Sharks, who I don't know if Yao Ming is still associated with them, but he was like the GM for them or the director of basketball relations or basketball operations or some bullshit. I don't know. And the Shanghai Sharks have some games coming up with other teams in the near future here in the preseason. But there was some big NBA event scheduled, planned. I don't remember. You got the story up, Mikey. Why don't you tell us what's going on there?
Well, I got to pause it for 1 second because
we can pause it. That's fine.
There's like 30 fucking tweets. There's 20 stories pulled up. There's legitimately.
Well, so at any rate,
it's all the reactions. Everything that I have pulled up right here is all the reactions about.
So there's some bullshit going on where there's like an NBA event or something that's supposed to happen in China related to the NBA. And the Chinese National Party got all pissed off because, you know, clearly they don't like the shit that's going down in Hong Kong. And the NBA made Daryl Morey take the tweet down. And I know if any of our conservative listeners are listening, you know, you might have probably a thought similar to Mikey's on this, that it's kind of fucked up that they're the NBA is making one of their effective employees do something.
If that's the fucking that's the thing though, in the NBA, if that's the rule, then that no one, whether player or GM, is allowed to have a personal opinion of anything, and it's applied equally across the board, no matter the social matter at hand.
And
I'm cool with that.
And I get it, right? Like I get that, and I think everybody has made a valid point because people have, like, you know, Clay Travis, whatever the sports writer, whatever the fuck he is. He's come out and said, hey, you know, what's the big deal? Daryl Morey's right. You know, why are we so up in arms? NBA's bullshitting right now. But like Mikey said, you know, technically it's a private organization. They are a private for-profit organization, and Daryl Morey more or less works for them, and they can make him do or say whatever publicly because he is affecting the income of the NBA. However, I think it's funny that a lot of the same people who are saying that the NBA shouldn't have made him delete the tweet or shouldn't have gotten on to him, basically that he should have been able to say whatever he wanted to without any repercussions, gotten away scot-free. The same mindset was the one that when Colin Kaepernick, everyone's, or at least all the conservatives, favorite whipping boy, and yes, there's a pun there, when he was kneeling for the anthem in protest of police brutality and other NFL players picked up on that and started doing the same, there was this big outcry. It's like, man, the NFL ought to jump in there and make them stand up and blah, blah, blah. It's like, well, okay, so what's good for the goose is good for the gander, right? just because you agree with one guy's comment, right, wrong, or indifferent, doesn't mean you get to say that his employer can't tell him what to do publicly when he's the face of the organization, basically. Just the same as when somebody does something that you don't like, doesn't mean that you get to be happy about that organization forcing them into action or inaction. There's a big dichotomy there and a lot of inconsistency. And I don't even want it to be a discussion about whether or not Daryl Morey's right or wrong, or whether or not Colin Kaepernick was right or wrong. But I just think it's funny that Joe Blow gets to go, man, the NFL ought to do something and make that boy stand up. But when the NBA does something and makes that other dude shut up, everybody gets all up in arms. You know what I mean?
But maybe because it's, bro, fuck the Chinese. Who cares?
But that's just the thing, right?
So playing devil's advocate, right, I guess, is not that I really care either way.
I know. Neither one of us give a shit.
The NBA are just going to shit across the board, and that's why I don't watch either of them anymore. But I guess everybody saw the – I guess if I was a dumbass, I would see the Kaepernick going against his own people while – you know, the neocons are going to say, well, he's just standing up against the evil communist party, so who gives a shit? I guess it's easier to defend if you're going against somebody else that doesn't look like you, right? Or a different culture.
Right. And that's the thing, right? But it's, you got to be inconsistent. You got to be a little more like Dave Smith. We got to be inconsistent motherfuckers. You know what I mean? Or we got not inconsistent. Jesus Christ. We have to be consistent motherfuckers. So, hello, Nala. I see you on the camera. Mikey is showing me his beautiful dog, his Maltipoo.
Bro, she's so sweet. I've turned into like a fancy boy.
Jesus Christ. You go. You're going to start wearing skinny jeans and all kind of shit?
Yeah. Bedazzled skinny jeans.
Lovely. So, where the fuck was I? It's two episodes in a row now. You made me lose track.
I had no value, bro. I got to keep that standard.
You're supposed to be my Robbie the Fire.
Oh, you shot for the stars, bro. You got your car on fire. As your co-host.
So, at any rate, I'm just trying to be consistent, Mikey, like I said. So, on one hand, you have the NFL, and on the other hand, you have the NBA. And with the NFL, your average sports ball watcher, whatever it be, baseball, basketball, soccer, whatever, right? Football, lacrosse, pick an athlete or an athletic event, and pick a fan, right? So you have the NFL, Joe Blow's watching. Colin Kaepernick kneels, Joe Blow don't like that. Because that offends Joe Blow's patriotism. Now, the NFL is a private corporation. The NFL doesn't really give a fuck, apparently, even though some teams were allowed to make their players do certain things, whatever, right? But Joe Blow was all up in arms a few years ago and said, the NFL better make him stand up, right? That was the rallying cry, more or less. Okay, so fast forward a few years. Joe Blow's still watching. Maybe Joe Blow don't watch football no more because Joe Blow's pissed off at the boy that don't stand up for the national anthem and he don't recognize the sky cloth and its magic properties. Okay, so now Joe Blow's watching NBA, right? Now, Joe Blow's also watching Fox News, and Joe Blow sees that them Chinamen are over there in Hong Kong, right? Speaking as Joe Blow here. Them Chinamen are over in Hong Kong, and they're protesting against the evil communists, right? It's a democratic revolution in Hong Kong. When Joe Blow's favorite sports ball team, the Houston Rockets, H-Town, hold it down, when their GM says something in support of the democratic revolution, the NBA tells him, whoa, 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 hey, buddy. Hey, Daryl, pump the brakes a little bit. We got a bunch of money coming in from China. We have some agreement going on. So we're going to need you to hold back on the criticism of communism for just a little bit. Okay? And now Joe Blow...
a little bit more money.
Right. And so Joe Blow sees the NBA doing that to poor Daryl Morey and goes, man, that ain't right. They ought to let Daryl do what he wants. We got the First Amendment. Right? There's no consistency, Mikey. There's no consistency.
The only consistent thing is China is showing how much of a communist dictatorship it is. I watched the South Park episode that was pulled from China today.
They pulled it?
Yeah, because the whole episode makes fun of China for censoring everything that the U.S. does. So they censored the episode.
Wait, China censored it or everybody censored
it?
Yeah.
No, like all, like China. China was like,
oh, okay, okay. I haven't seen it yet, so I want to go watch it.
Actually,
now.
It's funny you brought this up because I actually watched it earlier this afternoon.
Nice.
When I got home. And it was like,
it's when just, you got home, you mean from the gym at lunch? I haven't seen that yet, but I need to watch it. But yeah, I mean,
Randy goes over there to sell his Tegrity weed.
Nice. But I don't know. So I think I'm skeptical of what's happening in Hong Kong. I think there's more of an op going on than people are willing to comment on.
What do you mean op? Like you think that we're funding them secretly?
Somebody is. Or? I think somebody's funding the protesters. I think it's too well organized.
I don't know if it's that or they just know how to fucking protest. We're so just look at them, dude. They're making gas masks. They're fucking chemically diffusing tear gas bombs, like as they explode.
Hell
they're
yeah!
Making those. Didn't they have a fucking a catapult? I saw that on Twitter today.
Probably.
They made their own catapult and they're like catapulting bricks into the police. They just grab supplies and built legit catapults with counterweights and everything.
That's outstanding. That's outstanding.
I think that's just if I was the Chinese government, I wouldn't want them having guns either. I think their IQ level is just so much higher than ours. Their industry's just, dude, tear gas bomb gets shot. Dude waves his hand, it fucking falls apart.
maybe we should have had Ricky P for real on for this one to comment on the Chinese nationals and their high intelligence, but I don't know. I just think there's more going on there, but you're right. I mean, so if any of our listeners are out there and they haven't seen the video of several months ago, I guess now, protesters diffusing tear gas canisters by covering it with a parking cone and pouring water into the open end, the skinny end. Yeah. Just file that away in your memory banks for when the boogaloo happens. Cause you might need that. It might come in handy. also, even if it is an op, big ups to them and the optics that it presents, because China, or at least I don't know if it's Hong Kong or all of China, but they recently enacted a mask, like a face mask ban in public. Like you're no longer allowed to wear a face mask in public, right? So what did people do? More people than were involved in the protests donned face masks and went out in public.
Oh yeah.
And because China is they've got the whole facial recognition system across the country and all this, and the social credit scores and all this. So to defeat, even if you're a protester, right, and you're not wearing a mask, that's why they don't want you to wear a mask. They know who's out there. And even cops here will do that. If you watch at any of like the G8 protests or IMF protests or World Bank protests that happen here, or any of the Antifa stuff even. So if you look at the footage from the front line there, like where the police line is, most of the cops will be holding some sort of video camera on a stick. It's easier now with GoPros and things like that, but they're holding it above the crowd, trying to get everybody's face on camera, right? Because they want to go back and document that, or they want to document it, so then go back and review the footage later. And even though that we don't necessarily have, or, you know, it's not out in the open, but we don't necessarily widely use facial recognition technology for just identifying people for no reason, they do use that in places like China, right? So if they're out on the street, they can see who it is. They see where you're going, what you're doing. So if you're part of that protest, they don't have to do anything. So that's why they want to wear the mask, right? So they ban the masks. So they want to be able to identify everyone. Well, now the people who aren't wearing the masks are putting on Pepe the Frog face paint to defeat the facial recognition sensors. It's so amazing. Oh, my God.
Dude, they know how to protest, man. These dudes are absolutely brilliant.
It's outstanding.
Good Lord.
Like I said, even if it is an op, some of that stuff is pretty fucking cool.
Because then, like, we have, I guess, our op over here, which is Antifa, and I just feel bad for them. I guess.
Yeah, and even that,
so damn stupid.
It's, you know, I would more or less call it an op. It's pretty much controlled opposition at this point, I think.
Yeah,
I still believe there are some true believers. We would vehemently disagree on policies and philosophies, but I believe there are some true. The original intent of Antifa, right, to oppose what they view as fascist behavior, but they very quickly get infiltrated by just hardcore and comms and ANSOCs and government entities that want to stir up trouble and be very, very violent. And of course, what happens when you're a big group of people and a couple of people start getting violent? Well, very quickly, everybody starts getting violent. So it just takes a few infiltrators to kind of set the whole thing off.
Yeah. Well, I think it's brilliant how people, like, you know, you see how strong the people are against the government. Just look at when you look at Hong Kong or you look at Paris and you see people that don't have guns or a way of defending themselves and they're able to shut everything down. So, I mean, that's, I mean, those are honestly perfect examples of why the government ones are so bad.
Well, I'll tell you, man, like the Parisian, bless you. Bless you, Mikey. Ooh,
thank you. Allergies, bro. That
The Parisian protesters, man, or at least maybe not Parisian, but all across France, I'll tell you, those motherfuckers are pretty hardcore too. All the videos that I saw coming out of that, I mean, they were just like straight up taking on cops, like stealing nightsticks away from the cops and beating them with them. Like it was just pretty hardcore shit. And I'm a little, I'm kind of saddened that I was in Paris twice in January and I saw a lot of graffiti against Macron and stuff like that. But I didn't see any yellow vest protesters.
Really?
Just anti-Macron graffiti. I didn't see anybody actually protesting. But I understand that they actually do, like, it's kind of the big joke here, right? Like, oh, well, you're out protesting because you don't have a job, so you have time to do this, right? But I think the thing over there was that everybody did work and that they just protested on the weekends. That's what I heard. So I don't know if that's true or not.
But when they had the time.
Exactly.
It's badass.
But I did want to see some protests because everybody was very worried about me that I was going to be in Paris. Like, oh, you got to watch out for the protesters. And, well, it was fine. Nothing happened. It was just cold as fuck.
Yeah. They're protesting for more socialism, right? In Paris?
I think so. More or less. Yeah.
Well, it was.
But whatever. Like, I mean, take down the state, what you want. Whatever.
Less gas tax, right?
Yeah, they just didn't want the gas tax.
Ah. Good shit.
Well, and then speaking of protests, too, we can just like the protest roundup. Where was it? Man, it's tractor related. So I probably need
Rolla McFlugel
for this. But it was Switzerland? Yeah. Where was that? Was it Switzerland?
Oh, I'll look it up right now.
Or was it the Netherlands?
I didn't know about that.
I think it was the Netherlands. I'll edit this out. I need you to look it up though.
Tractor protest. Yep, Netherlands farmer strike. Tractor protest sparks Dutch traffic jam.
So there was, does it say there in the article what sparked the protest? Because there was some sort of like maximum amount of acreage you could farm or something like that. I don't remember what the law was that got passed or what the rule was that sparked the protest.
Yeah, I mean, it was something, I'm trying to find it. It was something to deal with climate. I don't know exactly what, because right here, the ones I have pulled up, it just has comments. That's so awesome. They busted out all their tractors during rush hour, sparking like the worst rush hour ever in the Netherlands.
Yeah, it was like whatever the rules they were protesting, it was like every farmer in the Netherlands, I think, like took their farm equipment and their tractors out. Maybe it was like, what city was this in? Does it say?
Let's see. They're in the capital. What's the capital of the Netherlands? Is it Amsterdam?
Fuck, I don't know. That's over there.
What? Nah. Dude, whoever writes article nowadays, they don't give like basic information. They're just
fucking J school losers, man.
Oh my god, like, who writes? I'm sorry, but I feel like freelance writers are better nowadays than freaking paid journalists.
Is it Enchetta? No.
Dude, it just says an estimated 10,000 Dutch farmers planned the protest. Damn, dude. That's pretty much. Okay. According to Dutch monitoring organism, the ANWB, there were 40 kilometers of queues on Route A2 between the cities of, I cannot say these, but like Utrecht to The Hague.
That's The Hague.
Hague. I don't know. Dude, good lord.
They had
cars that read no farmers, then no food.
That's outstanding.
I bet you they are probably trying to put some crazy tax on them, huh?
Yeah, it was something like that. Like they were going to cap the amount of land you could use or the amount of crops you could produce or limit the amount of people who could farm.
Emissions.
Was it emissions? Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, I knew it was some climate deal, but yeah, so everybody fucking protests. They're like, they're tearing down fences and just driving across roads and fields. It was beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. The people uprising against their oppressors.
Oh, it makes me happy every single time I see it. We don't see it here other than Antifa. I don't know why. Are people just chilling? Everybody's just too laid back in life.
Yeah, I think we're too content. Government's gotten too big and we just kind of accept a lot of things. In my estimation, I think that's why we don't do stuff like that. I know there's always the meme that goes around, you know, about with gun control and things like that, where they'll put out a picture of the founding fathers and say, man, you know, the founders would have been shooting by now, or, you know, whatever. Right. But let's face it. Like, the government's been trampling our rights since 1790. And
we have like Stockholm syndrome.
When's the last time we rose up? Right. Yeah. It's, we're just all fucking Stockholm infected losers now. Like, we're too content. Nobody fights back. With all the gun laws we have in place now, we should have fought back a long time ago. We should have been shooting for hundreds of years, right? It's
yeah, I don't, for me, I think it would probably, like, that would stop it for me, would honestly be, I think they're going to get us with that social currency, man. I think they're going to get away with cash. They're going to, no matter what. I think, thank God for Bitcoin. Realistically, if it wasn't for Bitcoin being a threat, I think that the U.S. government would already be making a move right now to get rid of all cash currency, and we would be on just a credit system, period, the end, credit and debit, which, in which case, they could freeze your assets, they could freeze all your commerce and trade immediately if you ever went against them in any way. That's going to be, for me, that's what I've always kind of thought, like, the next time, like, finally the people will kind of rise up against the U.S. government is when they do that, because that right there, getting rid of cash, that is 100% total control.
That's all I got. I got nothing. You fucking dropped the mic on me, Mikey.
You heard nothing?
No, I heard it all. I just have no response to that. I can't add or subtract.
Oh, I was like, what's wrong with my headset?
No, it's fine.
I was like, what? You dropped the mic. I was like, no, I did it, bro. It's right here.
Oh, shit, you see, that's an inner city bit of lingo there, Mikey. That's something good when you drop the mic.
Ah, those are fancy words. Yeah. I was like, bro, I didn't. It's right in front of me.
I literally did not drop the mic.
You were wrong, sir.
So what else you got, man? That's all I had. I just wanted to point out some of those inconsistencies, like I said. That's all I got.
What are you doing, man, to become more autonomous? Any new ventures? Any more whiskey making or beer making or making or
anything? You know, I've got my contraption out in my garage that's sat unused for quite some time. And it's been a little warm over the summer, I think, to do any fermentation in the garage. But we got a cool front coming. So I think I'm going to...
Today's your day.
I know. I think
I'm... Have you walked outside lately?
No, not in the past couple hours. Is it cold?
Dude, it feels amazing. Dude, it's windy as hell. Even I got a little nippy. I was like, woo! I got excited.
So it's like 79 outside?
I think it was 72.
Bro, it cold front in Texas, y'all.
Yeah, it hasn't been below 88 night or day for what? The past like 6 months?
Exactly. So, yeah. So it's now it's going to cool off a little bit. It'll stay, you know, 70s, 80s in the garage for a time. I think that's cool enough to do a little fermentation. Pretty soon.
Have you dabbled more into any Bitcoin lately or been trying to utilize it more or anything like that?
No, you know, I feel bad that I haven't, but I don't know. I don't think I'm going to spend any, and I haven't bought any. I'm waiting for anybody who doesn't know, Bitcoin's on sale right now. So we're down now in 8,000s again, 8,000 US dollars per Bitcoin. So I think I'm going to wait for it to kind of bottom out a little bit. I might buy some more. Yeah, but I think I want to hold more than I want to spend, maybe. But there's
isn't that what Carr was saying, though, that you got to like use it as a currency, not people just buy it and hold it and use it as an investment for it to actually be able to take off?
I don't know. I'm not an expert. Bless you. We should have Carr back on. And if nobody listened to it, listen to their bonus episode. The Fagcast bonus episode with JW Weatherman and Carr. discussing Bitcoin. It's pretty fucking good. And then go listen to ours. Go listen to one of our original episodes with Carr about how to set up a Bitcoin wallet and all that good stuff.
Yeah, dude, you gotta get him back on.
I know we do. But I don't know. I don't know. This might be a good time. Bless you. This might be a good time to mention it. I've been thinking about for, I don't know, the better part of a year now. I guess since we thought about starting the podcast, about having some sort of meetup in the Houston area, similar to what they do up in Dallas with the fags, and not really an offshoot of Childerberg or anything like that. Just sort of a Houston area libertarian anarchist meetup. Hopefully just the West Side guys, because I don't want to drive too far. But there is.
Are there any already?
What's that?
Are there any already? Like, you know, groups of anarchists?
Well, there's like the Libertarian Party and shit like that. But fuck them. They're lame. Especially the one here in Fort Bend County.
It's the cool thing to hate them, right? All right, I'll hate them too then.
There's a restaurant here off right off Grand Parkway. I think it's like an Argentinian joint, something like that. And I believe they accept Bitcoin. Carr pointed this out to me a while back. So I'm thinking that might be a good place for a meetup. So I don't know if any of our listeners who are in the Houston area, or at least within reasonable driving distance, would want to come down, say, in the next month. The holidays are coming up, so people might have some time off. You know, drive in, spend an evening with us. Can't give you any free shit, but if you want to maybe exercise your Bitcoin purchasing power, you might be able to do that at this establishment to be named. So, and maybe we can even do, like, if we can figure it out, maybe we can do like a live episode. Maybe we can like live stream an episode from the meetup. Wouldn't that be awesome?
Do you think we're ready for that?
Dude, we're not ready for anything, but we're going to do it anyway.
That is true. It'll be either just brilliant, or it'd be so bad, like that shitty contemporary art that looks like shit, but people are like, oh, it's so beautiful because it's so shitty. That could be us.
That's my favorite kind of art, Mikey. He's just shaking his head with a blank expression right now. It's not my favorite type of art, okay? But if any of our listeners would be interested and any of our listeners' friends would be interested, well, let's go ahead and put it out here. We're gonna have a, thanks for the slow clap. We're gonna have a tentative meetup of the West Side Erase the Staters. I don't know. We gotta come up with a cool name for our supporters.
Let's do it, man. I know Brother Rock would be in.
Oh hell yeah, he could bring his flute, man. He could be our entertainment.
Bro, he plays the flute, the drums.
He plays the flute.
I think he plays a buckalo.
That's awesome. So yeah. That's all right. It's going to be out there on the interwebs, Mikey. We're saying it. It's happening. We're going to have a meetup.
Let's do it.
It's probably just going to be you, me, and Brother Rock.
Bro, three's a party, man.
That's awesome.
Let's do it. I can bring my wife, and she can sit there just gruntily, just shaking her head in the corner.
I'll bring mine. At least she'll have somebody to talk to.
There we go.
All right. Well, there we go. I think we'll leave it here. We've expounded our mental capacity for this evening. And I'll put that out there on the Twitter account. We'll have to pick a date. Maybe we'll gauge interest, but have to pick a date. And I'll do some homework on where we can use some Bitcoin here on the West Side. Like I said, I think that place is still open and accepting the cryptocurrencies there. So there could be a good little tie-in with the show.
Hell yeah. Post it out. I got to learn to Twitter and actually use it. But let's do it. Oh, nice. Speaking of that, let me take this off topic if you want.
Do it.
We will take it off show.
Okay.
We'll take it off show.
Okay.
Well, then, I got a question for you.
All right. Well, anyway, guys, y'all know what to do. Like, subscribe. Everybody go out there, download the show, tell a friend. Tell one friend who doesn't listen to the show, let's pump these numbers up, right? We got to grow this movement.
Double our numbers.
Yeah, we got to grow. That's exactly right, Mikey. That's how math
100%
works.
100% growth.
Yes, you double the numbers. Classic. Fucking sales guys. So anyway, like, subscribe, tell a friend, tell your mom, tell your dad. See y'all next week. Peace. Cross a 57 Chevy with a hillbilly band. Filled with one night stands. Take a telly on fire with a gonzo steel. A dark house space just to seal the deal. Yeah, top 40 country, better watch your back, cause it
faster than your Cadillac.